Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is June 1st, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Deutsche Bank secures $100 million United States dollars in capital allocation. Vietnam-based Deutsche Bank has announced the raise of $100 million United States dollars in capital allocation increase for its Ho Chi Minh City branch, for its development process. Freedom Finance upgrades its platform. UK-based digital lending marketplace Freedom Finance has announced the launch of multiple upgrades for its platform for the development of its products. Trust Bank offers in-app travel insurance by income. Singapore-based Trust Bank has announced that customers can purchase travel insurance by income insurance within its app. Marqeta ceases operations in Australia. Global card issuing platform Marqeta has ceased its operations in Australia to reduce expenses and boost activities in its Oakland, California base. Worldline partners with VTEX. Worldline, a global payments services provider, has entered into a strategic partnership with VTEX, a global enterprise digital commerce platform. Klarna commits millions to several climate initiatives. Sweden-based BNPL provider Klarna has announced a multi-million contribution for several climate impact solutions. ACI Worldwide report shows APAC continues its growth in the RTPs market. ACI's 2023 Prime Time for Real-Time report has shown that Asia-Pacific continues its growth in the real-time payments market. UPI transactions to account for 90% of retail payments by 2026-2027. PwC India has released a report which highlights that UPI is projected to dominate retail digital payments in India, accounting for 90% of transactions until 2027. MultiChoice Group to launch integrated payments platform in Africa. MultiChoice Group has announced a joint venture with Rapid and General Catalyst to develop and launch an integrated payment platform for Africa. Ripple takes an undisclosed minority stake in Bitstamp. US-based blockchain company Ripple has taken an undisclosed minority stake in Luxembourg-based cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp. Japan to launch CBDC pilot project. Bank of Japan, BOJ, has announced that its CBDC pilot project was launched on schedule in April, after a second successful proof of concept. Playo launches auto top-up functionality powered by JP Morgan Payments. Fintech unicorn Playo, which offers a smart business spending solution, has launched a simplified and automated way for users to top up their business spend accounts, powered by JP Morgan Payments. BPC taps Ellipse for dynamic CVV cards. BPC, one of the world's leading payment solution providers, today announced an enhanced partnership with the pioneering fintech company, Ellipse World, Inc. Ellipse. VTEX integrates with Worldline. Worldline, your OneXt, WLN, a global leader in payment services, has entered into a strategic partnership with VTEX, the global enterprise digital commerce platform. Klarpay extends ACH connections to encompass 40 currencies. Klarpay AG, a leading global payment solution provider, is expanding its product offering to include local automated clearinghouse, ACH, payments in more than 40-plus currencies. Moneypoint hires M&A head. Moneypoint, the leading business banking platform in Nigeria and Africa's largest fintech, announces Ross Strike has been appointed as the company's new head of M&A and investor relations with immediate effect. OpenWay opens new hub in Asia. OpenWay, the only best-in-class global payment software provider, is rated by EIT and known for providing its payment solutions to large financial institutions like Nexi, LOT, Network International, Comdata and Banesco, is expanding its reach in emerging Asia with the opening of a new hub in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. Swedish fintech Froda sets sights on the UK. Froda, the rapidly growing Swedish fintech company, has announced its expansion into the UK, marking another milestone in its growth trajectory. Worldpay to offer merchants Affirm checkout option. Affirm, the payment network that empowers consumers and helps merchants drive growth, and global financial technology leader Worldpay from FIS, today announced a multi-year partnership that will make Affirm's adaptive checkout available to all eligible Worldpay merchants. Adyen introduces payout services. Adyen, AMS. Adyen, the global financial technology platform of choice for leading businesses, today announces the launch of payout services. Juni introduces BNPL for online retail media invoices. Juni, the financial platform dedicated to digital commerce, is set to launch a new feature, Juni Invoices, adding a fresh dimension to the deferred payment landscape. EU regulators present common understanding of greenwashing and warn on related risks. The European Supervisory Authorities, EBA, EIOPA and ESMA ESES, today published their progress reports on greenwashing in the financial sector. SET launches new trading system built on Nasdaq technology. The Stock Exchange of Thailand, SET, has successfully launched its new trading system, together with market data distribution and market surveillance systems, based on Nasdaq, NDAQ technology. ASIC selects Eastern Analytica to deliver market disclosure product. As outlined in ASIC's Corporate Plan 2022-26, ASIC is committed to work on development of an innovative solution to identify and assess poor market disclosure by listed companies. HSBC partners Quantinuum for quantum computing research. HSBC is working with tech firm Quantinuum on a series of exploratory projects looking at the use of quantum computing in banking. Crypto.com obtains payment institution license from Monetary Authority of Singapore. Crypto.com announced today that it has received its major payment institution, MPI, license for digital payment token, DPT, services from the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS. AI to take center stage at Singapore FinTech Festival. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, and Elavandi today announced the theme of the Singapore FinTech Festival, SFF, 2023 Applications of Artificial Intelligence, AI, in Financial Services. Toom teams with RegTech Fourthline. Toom and Fourthline have partnered to offer European financial institutions a secure and agile core banking solution that incorporates world-leading end-to-end customer onboarding and monitoring in compliance with KYC, Know Your Customer, and AML, anti-money laundering, regulations. How embracing digital value can help solve the B2C payments conundrum. Traditional payout and disbursement methods have successfully served large swaths of the economy for decades. AliasWire sells Payvis business. Today AliasWire, Inc., a leading provider of innovative payment and financial technology services, announced that Onboard Partners, LLC has acquired its Payvis small business credit card issuing and capital management business. BlackHawk Network teams with Google Play to bring cash to digital payment option to Japan. BlackHawk Network, BHN, has partnered with Google Play to launch a new way for consumers to enjoy their favorite digital apps and games by transacting in physical retail locations to convert real-world cash into digital currency. Global PayTech Ventures invests in soft POS vendor Clearly. Global PayTech Ventures, GPT, today announced its recent investment in Clearly, whose free app allows merchants to not only accept payments via smartphone, but also evaluate important business insights. Red Flag Alert secures $4.5 million investment from Foresight and Uncapped. Red Flag Alert, the credit risk data and risk intelligence experts based in Manchester, have announced $4.5 million funding from Foresight and Uncapped. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.